Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner, and I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now, and it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started. In this episode, I welcome my friend and colleague, Ann T. Griffin, back to Tech Intersect. Ann is a technologist and product professional who built her career in tech, working with organizations like Microsoft, Comcast, Mercedes-Benz, and Priceline. And she's also an expert and public speaker on AI, product inclusion, tech ethics, and blockchain. Ann's technical foundation stems from her engineering degree from the University of Michigan, and she is the founder and chief product officer at Griffin Product and Growth and creator of the job search course, Attract Your Dream Job. And she's also the chief product and curriculum officer of Tech 2025 and advises emerging tech startups. And if that's not enough, she is the newest addition. I'm so proud of this. She is the new addition to my student engagement mentor team at Advantage Evans Academy. And we're really lucky to have her. Now, what do? At Advantage Evans Academy, we empower people, particularly those in marginalized communities, to get into and prepare for the future of money, work, and entrepreneurship. Now, it's one thing to know what Bitcoin is or to even buy some, but so many people, especially women of color, have reached out to me to ask, what now? Where do you go from here to turn curiosity into power moves? Well, spend just 90 minutes with me at an upcoming free masterclass and find out what's next and learn to navigate crypto safely, legally, and confidently. Visit FromCashToCrypto.com to find out how. That's FromCashToCrypto.com. All right, time to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started. In this episode of Tech Intersect, I welcome back to the family one of my faves, Ann T. Griffin. She is product leader and technologist, and she's worked with and taught about emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and blockchain. And most importantly to me, and one of the most exciting things I've had to announce in a long time, she is our newest Advantage Evans student engagement mentor. We will hear all about that and more, including some of the work that she's doing now in the online education space. I called her on to talk about crypto and blockchain education and the future of money and entrepreneurship. We will get into all of that and more in a moment. But first, Ann, welcome.
Thank you. I am so thrilled and even more thrilled to be a student engagement mentor for the Advantage Evans Academy.
I love it. Well, I mean, you are always on the short list. I just had to get myself together, and your patience with me as I kind of just reworked my entire life. I moved in the middle of a pandemic. I settled in. I started a new job, started a new online academy in my not so spare time. But I had a list and I was checking it twice. And you were always there. I always appreciate you for so many reasons, especially, you know, we will tell the origin story of how we even met at South by Southwest, but the work that you are doing in the space is so impactful, and you are always amplifying others, and you are all about the community, and you are all about excellence. And so I appreciate you so much for everything that you do, not just as you rock with me, but what you do for the community. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. Yeah, I really just try to have fun and try to help other people at the same time. You know, it makes life a lot more fun. Especially a pandemic, you need as much fun as you can get, especially in the safety confines of your home.
That is absolutely true. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge the pandemic, also known as the pandemonium. And to take a step back before we jump in, how are you doing authentically? I know that you listen to the show and you know that I've been checking in with people for a year since this time last year. We are recording on March 1st. This episode comes out on March 2nd. We've literally been in this for a year since the first case in New York. Tell me just how you are doing personally, energetically. What's going on in your world?
It is like being on a roller coaster. And I actually had a dream last month. I was on a roller coaster, but I wasn't scared. And that's what I feel like this is about, because I do have these lows and these moments I get freaked out, but I do believe that in the end I will be fine. And when I say it's a roller coaster, this is going to sound weird to say, but I also still have these highs. And I really feel like the things that I'm doing in terms of like some of the webinars I'm doing, you know, being able to help the Advantage Evans students in Cash to Crypto, and even some of the things I'm doing on my end, helping people career-wise, it's like I will hit a low in the pandemic. I'll be like, I miss seeing my family. I miss getting to do these things. And then somebody will tell me like, oh my God, this thing that you told me helped me so much. And this is how it impacted me. And then I'm just in like happy tears. And I'm just like, I'll have gone from like, I'm exhausted and I don't know how I'm going to go another week in the pandemic, to being like, my cup is overflowing and I have energy to go for like months and months and months. And I really feel like that has been the secret for me in getting through this pandemic, is like that energy you get when your cup overflows from like actually like helping other people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And, you know, I have the good fortune and definitely follow Anne on social media. I'm dropping all of her information in the show notes to be sure, but to get a glimpse of your life, and you're very authentic in the way that you express, you manage to socially distance and stay fit and get, you know, your vitamin D and also continue to build personally and professionally. So it's a wonderful thing to see as well. So I'm so glad that you are doing well in the midst. And it really did come down to a fundamental mind shift and also just really exploring our relationships with ourselves. And from a very intentional perspective, this is the major pause. It's like, what am I doing? Where have I been? Where am I? Where am I going? And we just all have a unique opportunity. And I recognize my privilege in being able to sit at home and continue my life. It was largely uninterrupted. And then just to see, what can I do to support other people? And I know you very much do the same thing. So I definitely honor that about you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's like I said, I'm just very grateful to be able to impact people in the way that I do. It's a privilege to be able to have the resources to be able to do that, and just a privilege to be able to like have the community to be able to be a part of in the first place.
Absolutely. Well, because you were here last time, I'm going to drop a link to your first conversation. It's not an interview, it's a conversation that we had, but so much has changed since then. Before we get into, because the reason that we have convened on such a night as this is to talk about, first of all, what is going on in the crypto space. And, you know, last time we spoke, we were just light years away, and not even a year has passed since the last time that we spoke, right?
But
you've been building some really great things, because clearly you work in AI and you had another tech life even before that. Give people a glimpse of what you have done and what you're currently doing, and then also share about the course that you built online to connect with people as well.
Yeah. I'll just share something. The most recent thing that I did is I actually created a talk that I have been thinking about for a while, but the opportunity came for me to actually give this talk, was to actually share about the relationship between Bitcoin and what's going on currently in Nigeria in their fight against police brutality and the NSARS protests. And so that's like one of the most recent things that I did, and kind of outlined how the birth and nature of Bitcoin was really designed for movements like this, especially as we're hearing things like the government was cracking down on people. It's shut, for those of you who aren't familiar with like the NSARS protests. Again, SARS is a special anti-robbery squad in Nigeria, known for like corruption and like theft and things like murder, that kind of thing. The bank shut down the bank accounts of these people who are organizing these protests, these peaceful protests, and sending police to basically attack and harass these protesters. And there was really no other option for these people to be able to continue to fund things like getting people out of jail, supplies for the protests, getting medical help for those who needed it, other than turning to something like Bitcoin, which, again, when you think about the whole purpose of Bitcoin was to be able to circumvent the banks, circumvent the government, especially in situations where you feel like you can't trust them. It was built for a time like this. And I just think it's so unique because I think it is one of the biggest uses of crypto for a Black movement. And I know, like, you know, Bitcoin Zay, he's been pushing this movement for a very long time. But when we start talking about, you know, a movement like anti-police brutality, trying to fight things going on in the government, I think this is one of the first times we're seeing something at this scale. And I just felt like this wasn't being talked about enough.
You're absolutely right, because I always remember having conversations, particularly here in the States, where people didn't really see the use case, right? It was all speculation and investment and things like that. This is an actual, not use case, use that is literally changing and saving lives.
Yeah. And that's the thing is when we're talking about people where they are getting beat up and they need to go to the hospital and they need to, you know, get taken care of. And again, if there's an organizer and their bank account is shut down, what else are they supposed to turn to? And so using Bitcoin, even if they have to somehow transfer it to something else, is the way that they can do this. And so this is in use now. This is happening. They actually had more protests, I think, as recently as like 2 weekends ago. And this is something that has been ongoing. And I think we will start to see more of this, like moving forward, especially even just in the United States, as we saw things going on with like the protests over George Floyd, Breonna Taylor's murders. And I mean, granted, we've had a change of leadership since those things last happened, but that Trump isn't the reason why those things happened in the first place, right?
Right.
And so I think as we get further into things and you look at our history, you look at what happened to the Black Panthers, right? You know, I really see if things continue to escalate in the United States the way they are, I really see this like in the things that like people like Bitcoin Zay, people like you, other people have been talking about pushing for. I really see that like becoming more centered in these movements.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of dire climate news? Turn that concern into action. Tune in to the Climate Confident podcast every Wednesday morning when I bring you good news and real solutions from the front lines of climate action. Whether you're in business, tech, or just passionate about sustainability, the Climate Confident podcast is your weekly dose of optimism and inspiration. Subscribe to Climate Confident on your favorite podcast platform and start your Wednesday with hope and actionable insights.
We hope you're enjoying this edition of Tech Intersect. Our conversation will continue in a moment, but first, a word on an exciting opportunity.
There's a more cost-effective and time-efficient way to reach your leading-edge learning and earning goals, to put you ahead of the stiff competition in this fast-paced, tech-driven economy. You need skills, credentials, and a fast track to a competitive advantage. You need it now more than ever, and I can help. The Advantage Evans Method puts you ahead of the curve with condensed, comprehensive online courses, curated content to leverage your current skills and expertise, live coaching, networking opportunities, and more. Upcoming courses include From Cash to Crypto to help you buy your first Bitcoin, and there are two ways to get your advantage. Advantage Evans Encore gives you maximum experience for your total competitive advantage and access for 1 year. It includes a live welcome and modules on terminology, buying and selling, exchanges, mining, earning crypto, trading and investing, and also several of the legal issues you need to know in order to be safe and secure as you enter this space. That includes tax compliance, how to plan for a Bitcoin estate, and securities laws to make sure you avoid any legal unforced errors. Now, Advantage Core gives you the essentials It's a short course to give you what you want and the support you need to buy your first crypto in as little as 3 weeks, with access to the information and replays for 3 months. And if you're not quite ready for your advantage and want a sneak peek to try before you buy, then register for a free masterclass where I share my Crypto 101 success checklist and cover current hot topics in crypto. So there truly is something for everyone, including you, to get in on the fast track and learn and earn in the digital economy. Visit AdvantageEvans.com to get started. That's AdvantageEvans.com.
And now, back to the conversation.
Well, we are just coming out of Black History Month, and you're right. So, you know, we all went hard in the paint because Black speakers are very popular in February. Let's hope that that continues now that it's in March and beyond. But doing a lot of speaking engagements and media around why Black and Brown communities should care, and not just care, but really be educated in this space. And you know, that's the reason that I started From Cash to Crypto and the whole Advantage Evans Academy, to focus on the future of money and work and entrepreneurship. And I believe that they're all inextricably linked. But so many people have to first understand why this matters. By this, I mean blockchain technology and crypto assets. We talk a lot about Bitcoin. It's the OG. It's, you know, it's the digital gold. It has a cap supply, so it has these special and unique properties. But obviously, the Ethereum space is booming too, non-fungible tokens, decentralized applications, and the like. But why should Black and Brown people care?
Yeah. And when we think about how our financial systems were built, we were not built with this in mind. Not saying specifically Satoshi was thinking specifically about Black and Brown people, but he was thinking about what are things where people who don't trust the government and don't trust the banks, I'm like, hello, hi.
I have some people.
We have some people you might want to talk to, you know, and we really think about, right, there's this question, and you brought this up in one of our recent sessions. And, you know, it's like, what, actually, it wasn't our session. In my head, I was in the session. It was you, actually, I think, talking to Bitcoin Zay, where it's like, what happens when we reach this thing where there's all the Bitcoins are mined? Like, that's an open question. We don't know yet. And right, when you really think about what the price could be then, or like how things could be handled, or like how much of this people actually have to start off with. And you think about, okay, if we have large percentages of Black and Brown communities who could benefit the most from this, right, who have never opened a wallet, don't own any fractional share of anything, right, at that point, we're kind of back at square one with some of these financial systems. Because if it becomes a thing where it's like, oh, I'm only trading with people I know and this kind of thing, then it's like, okay, we're now back into this network effect where we are being systematically, even if it's not intentional, excluded from this, like basically this like whole new asset class or set of assets. And the thing is we really think about how recent the 1960s really were. It's scary. Right. And you think about how many things were in place in the United States legally to prevent Black and Brown people from accessing the middle class, from the jobs they could get to certain schools, even if they let you into a certain school, like the level of harassment that was allowed. Like if you read about like what George Washington Carver, you read that like he was severely harassed in his time, both as a student and as a teacher. That wasn't that long ago. And we start thinking about now we're going into this new era, this 21st century era of like building wealth. And right, I'm like, it's okay to have, you know, we're going to have investments, like traditional investments. We're going to have houses, land. But then what happens if the most recent asset is something where it's like, we're still starting from square one when everybody else has it already figured out, and everybody, it's like musical chairs, all the chairs are taken and we're standing on the outside. And I think that to me is why it's extremely essential, especially if we're going to have to continue to fight for the things that matter most to us and for like our freedom and our rights.
Absolutely. And so that the case seems clear to me. If Congress is talking about it, millionaires are talking about it, big business is putting Bitcoin on its balance sheets for a number of reasons, but at a bare minimum to leverage and hedge against inflation, we have got to be in the room where it happens. And we have to be on the leading edge of this because it's still really early. And so that is the reason for the free From Cash to Crypto masterclass and certainly the full suite of courses. And that's why I'm so excited to have someone of your expertise and your passion to work with students. Why did you say yes? When I typed up my little missive to invite you into the family, why did you say yes?
I mean, one of the reasons is because you're the best. But also
not a setup. That wasn't set up.
It's just like you're rocking with the best now. But there's also the whole thing of, like I said, like I'm very passionate about helping other people. And this is, as you can tell from everything I've said, I'm very passionate about helping Black and Brown people learn how to buy crypto, like invest or whatever they're trying to do with it, and figure out what is the thing that they want to do with this. Because it's something where if you don't know enough about something, you can't really like properly dream about what you can do or see the possibilities. And I think that's the thing. It's like, I remember when I bought my first like Bitcoin, and I remember I had to ask, I was working for a small startup in the blockchain space. And so I had people I could ask where I was like, I'm going to be honest, I don't own any. I had to ask, and I was like, what kind of wallet should I buy? Should I do this? Da, 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 da. What is the best exchange? And I knew that because I had people that I knew were not going to try to like steal stuff from me, say the wrong thing.
Right.
And when you have people all over Instagram saying, I can help you with this, I've had people approach me on Instagram where they were like, I just got bamboozled out of $700 because the person walked them through how to create a wallet and then like had them send the money to their wallet. And they didn't understand what had happened. And they explained it to me and I'm like, your money is just gone. Like you definitely set up a wallet, but that you don't have any of the money anymore. And that's the thing is like, and that was a Black person. And I'm like, when I see things like that, I'm like, we need to understand what's going on, not only so we don't get scammed, but also because I'm like, there is a barrier to entry in terms of knowledge. You need to know. And it's like, how do you know when no one else around you can tell you, does this YouTube video, is that correct? Is that information correct? Is this media article correct? Am I doing this the right way? If you have no one else to reach out to, right? And that's why I felt very passionately being part of, you know, From Cash to Crypto, because I was like, I want to help people. I love that this is a way where people can come, be in a safe space, be able to like ask whatever questions they have, even if they're like, I'm a little scared. Is this too new? I'm like, no, there's no such thing as too new of a question or like not too, or being too new to it or too small of a question. And that's what I'm really passionate about, because I feel like every time I help someone or answer a question, and like what you're doing, every time you have someone who graduates this program, right? We have one more person that not only can do this for themselves and is going to have crypto in their wallet, their own wallet, their own keys, they are going to be someone else that their family, I mean, hopefully their family also signs up for the course, but if their family had somebody where they're like, I'm thinking about doing this, they can say, listen, I can help you. And so it really has such a big network effect. And I feel very, very, I said passionately like 50 times, but I do feel this way. very passionately.
It's a drinking
like,
game.
Yes. And like, it just ignites like this thing in me where I'm like, yes, like go.
Yes. Well, that came through a lot. And I had some really positive feedback come from students who were in your session this past Saturday. And then they came on to my welcome session, the full suite of courses, biweekly mentor sessions. So you have the live support, but also the benefit of having on-demand access to the multi-lesson, multi-module experience. And also it was really important to me to build something for everyone. So we have the free masterclass. And for everyone listening, please go to fromcashtocrypto.com. You could sign up. I do them once a month. The next one is Thursday, March 18th at 6:30 Eastern. We're on for 90 minutes. You will come on and I will leave you better than I found you. We will talk about the history of money. We'll talk about the difference between crypto and the US dollar and other government issued money. And you'll figure out what a wallet is, the difference between a wallet and an exchange, and then have the opportunity, if you would like to enter the more robust program. And that's where we get to love on you. We get the biweekly live sessions. You get the access to all of the information that goes from wallet and exchange setup to mining, to investing and reading charts, to the legal implications. And I don't know of another program that has all of that. You can find a lot of things out there. It's the embarrassment of riches in the information age, right? But as you said earlier, to have the trust of someone who's taken the time to curate your experience and to surround you with other experts. We don't have a dog in the fight. We're not selling a token or a coin. We are selling empowerment.
Yes.
A mindset shift so that you can participate meaningfully in a way that's safe and legal and confident.
Yes. And that confidence part, I mean, I think it's like key in everything, but especially when we start talking about, you know, your money.
How about that?
You know, it is always great to feel confident in your own financial decisions and in your money and what you're doing with your money.
Absolutely. Well, I see our time is short. I called you at the last minute to come on because I was like, I want the people to hear from you. I'm so excited that you're in the family. You were already part of the family, but now you're in the inner
circle.
tell everybody how they can stay in touch with you. Again, I will drop some information, but I'd like them to hear from you as well.
Yes. So if you want to find me, you can find me on my website at annetgriffin.com. So that's AnnetGriffin. You can also find me on Twitter at AnnetGriffin. I think those are probably like the two biggest places to find me. You could probably also find me on LinkedIn. It's also going to be /in/AnnetGriffin. My email is also on my website.
Excellent. And if you want to receive actual in-person training, both in what she's building and what she's doing within Advantage Evans Academy, please come to AdvantageEvans.com and do not miss the next masterclass as well. There's one every month and you will always find them listed at FromCashToCrypto.com. Anne, thank you so much for joining me. Let's go and let's grow.
Yes, let's go and let's grow. Love it.
Stay in touch with host Tanya Evans via your favorite social media on Twitter at Tech Intersect and on Instagram via the handle Tech Intersect. This podcast has been produced by Stephanie Renee for Soul Sanctuary Incorporated.